email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
A bit of this.
How do you like your eggs in the morning?
I like mine with a kiss.
Tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, is World Egg Day. Sorry, I can't say it without laughing. Tomorrow is World Egg Day. Hugh and Owen O'Reilly are with us today, and they're the owners of Mad Yolks, which is a restaurant in Smithfield and soon to be a restaurant in Rathmines in Dublin. Good afternoon to you both, Hugh and Owen.
How's it going? Thanks for having us in.
Everything
Thanks
eggs.
For having us on.
Everything eggs, is
All
it?
All things eggs.
Right.
That's it.
How do two brothers decide to do an egg-themed restaurant? How does that come about?
Well, I guess I think we always wanted to do something together. We were always kind of, you know,
chatting
chewing the
ideas.
Fat, as they say, over a few drinks over the years. And we, I think we landed on eggs somehow. I think it was because we ate them every day,
yeah.
You know. I think we wanted to do something kind of fast, casual.
Yeah, I think the name came first as well, right? So Hugh had the name Mad Yolks first and was like, we should do an egg business with Mad Yolks.
Right.
The name Mad Yolks. And I was like,
just for the crack, you know?
That's where it started. And then we made the business.
Crack. Hey! I should have a ding for every egg pun.
I have a few of them, no doubt.
So you name first, which is odd.
Yeah. Well, that's the way it is. It just kind of happened that way. And then we kind of built the business backwards from there. We decided, how are we going to do that? So, that's how it came about.
So, you had the baseball hats and the t-shirts before the actual menu.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, exactly. Like all good businesses.
So the egg, it's a simple thing, but you can do a lot with it.
Totally.
And, of course, it's good for you.
Yeah.
So, I'm looking at you. I'm looking at the menu here. Mad Yolks, scrambled eggs with fresh chili and chives, caramelized onion, applewood cheddar, rocket and I can never pronounce that hot thing. Sriracha, is it?
Sriracha.
Sriracha mayo on toasted brioche.
It's good stuff.
Yeah.
The eggs might be happy, but I don't know about the rest of it though, you know? And the brioche.
Yeah. Bad joke. Two fried eggs with smashed black pudding. Oh, streaky bacon, beef, tomato, applewood cheddar, rocket and homemade tomato relish on toasted brioche. These are delicious.
You sold.
I am. You can see me. My mouth is watering. So I'm intrigued by putting this together. You know, so you have the Mad Yolks, you have the concept.
Mm. Yeah.
Both of you worked in the industry before?
Yeah. Like, so I think we've got probably combined maybe, I'd say, 20 years plus in the industry. Mm. You know, we're not that old, but, you know, combined.
Yes.
And Owen was working in Japan. Back in, was it 2017, I think it was?
Yeah, 2017.
So we set up in 2018, and then he was working in the corporate world.
Yeah. Hugh convinced me to quit my job to come back and do this, so.
Yeah, I sold him the egg dream. I flew out to Japan.
Throw me down the river.
Where he was living, and sold down the river.
Yeah, right, that's it. Yeah, so here we are.
Hold on, you arrived out, and you know, we don't just ring him and say, I have this idea. No, you want to
I like to be dramatic.
Okay,
I like to be dramatic, you know, make an entrance and all that. So, so that was kind of the tail end of 2017. And then we got going in the summer of 2018 in St. Anne's Park.
Started
in a stall.
Oh, yeah.
Then we upgraded to a horse box. And then from there, we kind of did a few festivals and pop-ups and all that kind of stuff. And eventually got our first bricks and mortar then last year in Smithfield.
That allowed you to experiment.
Yeah.
With flavour and menu and all that sort of thing.
100%, yeah. Absolutely. Like, we made a lot of mistakes along the
way. Yeah, exactly.
So, absolutely.
So I think people know now that a small menu is probably better than a long menu.
Yes.
These are a few things that you do really well.
Yeah, less is more.
Yeah.
You know, less choice for people. Like, you're just kind of going, there you go, that's the menu. And it's much easier to make the decision then, you know. You don't want pages of menus and stuff like that. I think that's a proven concept now, the fast casual. Like, you can have a little business card or you can have a little, you know, four items on the menu. That's it. So much handier.
What's the most popular one on the menu?
The Mad Yolk, I think, is the most popular one.
Right.
The top one there.
Yeah. And everything is done fresh, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've sized as well. This is an ad. You're lucky that tomorrow is World Egg Day.
Yeah,
World Egg Day, yeah.
Timing couldn't have been better, yeah. New restaurant next week, timing couldn't have been better.
Yeah. What mistakes do people make with eggs, do you think?
Overcooking them.
Yes.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah.
I think we would like to, you know, just say that the best way to cook the egg is kind of like, I mean, everyone's different, you have your preference, but the kind of over medium, I guess, for fried eggs, that kind of like slightly, it's still a bit runny in the middle, but then it's slightly jammy, but it's not too runny, because I think that can be a bit off-putting for some people. But that's I think that slightly jammy texture.
I'm a soft egg man myself. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Niamh, who's producing the show today, won't stop talking about the bear and the way an omelette was made. Have you seen this?
Yep. It's the French omelette.
Will somebody explain it to me there?
I mean, I think the one from the bear, like a traditional French omelette, is a three-egg omelette. They do it in a lot of, like, you know, fine dining places where it's kind of like a slick way you flip it over. So the inside is still very, not runny, but still soft on the inside. But the bear kind of added that extra bit of twist, which had, like, the crisps crushed up on top. So it's a bit of a viral thing then, I think, yeah.
And then the egg is sieved before they mix it.
Yeah, I saw that. I hadn't seen that before now. Maybe picking up some tricks there from the bear.
Why would they do that?
Maybe just to make it a bit more smooth, like a consistency smoother. I'm not too sure, to be honest.
Right. Mm. Okay. Yeah. Seeing as you're working with eggs all day, every day in the restaurant, do you sort of go home and have something completely different?
I'd say most of the time, yeah. Yeah, we would. I mean, I speaking for myself, I don't know if Owen goes home and cooks a few fried eggs for himself, but I know you do a kind of nice seasoned egg over like ramen noodles.
Yeah.
Which is
I'd delicious. Still have eggs for breakfast on my days off now.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to say when we were on Today FM that, you know, everything can be improved by putting an egg on top.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, like it's...
I couldn't agree with you more.
What?
I couldn't agree with you more.
And then you cut into a soft egg and that's nature's lovely sauce all over the place. That's,
100%.
Yeah. So at the moment, you might include this in your menu. So it's caramelized onions with nduja.
Oh, yeah.
And then crispy potato cubes mixed in.
Wow. Now we're talking.
And then two fried eggs on top.
That's it.
There you go.
It's very easy
to do.
A
new special on the menu there.
Yeah,
new special coming up.
You can put my name on it.
The Rayo.
There used to be a Gay Byrne special in the canteen here.
No way.
Yeah, which was chips and fried eggs on a Friday.
That's all school, isn't
it? Yeah. So world domination, is it?
That's it. That's the plan.
Yeah. So Mad Jokes 1, Mad Jokes 2, and then what?
We'll see what happens. You know, you've got to walk before you run. So I just got to make sure these two are up and running smoothly before we think about anything else. So.
I read Anthony Bourdain's book. Did you read that?
The Kitchen Confidential. It's a great book.
Isn't it?
Great book, yeah.
Amazing book. Yeah. One of the takeaways from it for me, and I'll never open a restaurant, was that, you know, what happens to an awful lot of people is they open up a very successful restaurant and then they think, let's open up another one, and then the whole thing falls apart because it's about you being on site.
Yeah.
So would you... Split.
Yeah, I think at the start we'll probably both be out in the new spot, you know, just to make sure it's all up and running. But we'd definitely be keen to get back to Smithfield as well because obviously, like, you know, we've got great staff, but it's good to be there and like be present in both places. At some point, like, you're gonna have to kind of rip the bandage off and like let everyone, you know, do their thing. But I think for the moment, especially when we have two of them, there are two restaurants and there's two of us, we can try as much as possible to kind of be in both places, you know. Yeah.
Hugh and Owen O'Reilly, proprietors and founders of Mad Yolks, thanks for coming in and good luck with the new restaurant and enjoy World Egg Day.
Okay.
Like your eggs in the morning.
I like mine with a kiss.
Boiled or fried.
I'm satisfied as long as I get my kiss.
How do you like your toast in the morning?
I like mine with a hug.
Dark or light,
the world's all right.
There you go. That's Dean Martin and Helen O'Connell. And how do you like your eggs in the morning? That's it from us. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday evening. Sarah and Cormac are on the way on Drive Time.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.